The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
The homeschooling might have fallen apart. It's Friday. You're trying to give them a treat when you want to stop them staring at screens all day. So Peter Cosgrove joins us on the line. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver.
And you have some suggestions on how to keep them entertained with no devices.
No devices. So in the last couple of years, I've written two books, Fun Unplugged, and I heard you have a family group called Family Fun WhatsApp. Well, there's a book called Family Fun Unplugged. So these are, the whole idea of it is to have families sitting around tables telling each other jokes, riddles, conversation dilemmas, lots of things where they interact with each other, have amazing fun, old school fun, with no devices needed whatsoever.
Yeah, and no better time than now to get in around the kitchen table and do this. So what sort of things have you got in the book?
So Oliver, I'll try a few on you here. So here you go, Oliver, and you can try at home if you want. So Oliver, you're running in a race and you pass the person in second place. Where are you?
Maths was never my strong point. I'm running in the race. And
you pass the person in second place. You are?
I'm first, aren't
you? No, you're second because you passed the person in second. Don't worry. You're probably better at the grammar then. So, Oliver, is the yolk of an egg, would you say the yolk of an egg is white or the yolk of an egg are white?
Oh, the yolk of an egg is white.
No, actually, it's yellow. Sorry, Oliver, about that. One other one I'll try on you. Can you say the word coast quickly five times?
Coast, 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 coast.
What do you put in a toaster?
I see what you're doing. These are maddening.
So part of one other one I'll ask you is what's the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
Everest is actually the highest mountain in the world. The tallest is Mauna Kea, but two-thirds of it's underwater. But don't worry, I'll give you a second chance of that. What was the highest mountain
Peter,
in the world
forget
before
it.
Mount Everest was discovered? It was Mount Everest because it was still the highest mountain. So they're that frustrating,
right,
Oliver, as I can imagine.
They
but they're great fun for
but,
the kids.
So you can get one-upmanship, basically.
So what I found is that kids love the idea of being the smartest person in the room. So they're just the riddles, but there's also jokes, there's conversational dilemmas. But some of the stuff that's really good is stuff like divide a room. You know, do you cut your toast into rectangles or triangles? Do you face forward or backwards in the shower? Is it okay to put milk in the tea when the tea bag's still in the cup? You'd be amazed the conversations you get around this stuff. Or conversational dilemmas like if you punch yourself and it does not hurt, does that mean you're very strong or you're very weak? So there's lots of things like have you ever, would you rather, jokes, dilemmas. And these are all things that when you get people in the room, suddenly you're getting conversations going. And the one other bit which is key right now is lots of family games where you're sitting around and with literally a pen and a paper, you can have a great game, which is probably a lot of the adults in the room will remember these games from 30 or 40 years ago. And nobody enjoys more than sitting around and having laughter around the table.
And what sort of thing can you do with the pen and paper? What kind of game?
So some of them are kind of magic tricks. So you'll find very simply that the kids can actually read your mind, can actually do optical illusions on you very quickly. Or you can play games like, you can mix games together like Chinese whispers and charades, and you can put them together and that becomes a very weird, funny game that actually is laugh out loud. You can do one where you could get people to put the headphones into the iPhone and sing a song, but they can hear the song, but everyone else can only hear their voice, and that can be hilariously fun, especially when people aren't very good singers but are extremely confident. So there's lots of things like that where once you get going, there's even questions like to work out if you're a psychopath. There's something called a psychopath test. I'm not sure, Oliver, you want to try that one live on radio?
No, we might do that one afterwards.
So the main thing about all these is really every single thing in the books, Family Fun Unplugged and Fun Unplugged, is about speaking to somebody else, because I just saw that so many people are spending a huge amount of time in devices. So this was done before this whole outbreak.
Yes.
But now more than ever, we just need a bit of time. But what I don't want is trying to tell a kid to read a book to get off a device isn't very good. But if they're reading a book and becoming the smartest person in the room and the most entertaining person in the room, I know for a fact everybody wants to be that person.
Everyone wants to be the showman at these times. What's going on in your own house, Peter?
Well, I've got two teenagers who never wanted to leave the house, but now can't get enough of trying to get out. So I also went early this morning and dipped into the Irish Sea. So it is, as your colleague in Bray just said, it is absolutely Baltic, but you do feel great afterwards. So, but like everybody else, spending 99% of the time indoors, but finding all the old games are starting to be play, and bizarrely finding that my family actually wants to sit down and eat dinner and all chat together, because we actually need a bit of human interaction. So we're coming together more, Oliver, which is fantastic to
see. It's a brilliant idea. Family Fun Unplugged.
Yeah, and what I'd love to say is just your local bookshops, most of them will do online services now. I saw in Greystones, the village bookshop for the first time ever is doing online orders. So whether it's Dubray, Easton's, Gutter Bookshop, all of them are actually able to buy these books even though the bookshops are closed. So I think we should support local.
Kennys.ie and all of those as well. Yes. Yeah, absolutely, shop local. And you, it's an Irish book, an Irish author, Peter
Irish
Cosgrove.
Irish book by Penguin, and both available in shops. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Good morning
to
you.
Thank you, Oliver.
It's almost 22:10 now.